fella.
No, it's been talked about, but I don't think
it was that guy right behind me.
8:30 on the clock, Wednesday, June 25th.
The young fella.
Let's call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meetings Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing is to approve or disapprove the agendas presented.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Seconded
by Lytle. Discussion. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. We always do. If you'd like to speak now, or if you want to speak when it comes up, okay. Any other public comments relative to the Board of Equalization? Seeing none, we'll move on. And if there's somebody that comes in and wants to speak later, we will go back. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 15 through 18. Anybody get a chance to see these? Or was Dawn hoarding them this morning?
I didn't think that anybody wanted to see them, I guess.
We were talking birthdays.
I hadn't seen them, so.
You said he'd wait until.
I'll just read them. Patriot Leasing Company, additions to the tax roll, 32386. Bay Tree Leasing Company, additions to the tax roll, 22676. Bay Tree Leasing Company, additions to the tax roll, 15642. And the last one is Alvin and Darlene Cole, additions to the tax roll, $541.46. That's the tax correction slips 15 through 18.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
That's her. I'm sorry. I
thought your voice is a little high today. I'm
sorry. Or you're squeaky, Gary.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. 7-0 to approve. Next would be an immediate motion to approve or disapprove rolling back land values in the Gage County Industrial Park and sending our new valuation notices. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers. And what would be rolling back to? Do we have a number or a?
30 cents a square foot.
To 30 cents a square foot. Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Discussion. Anyone want to speak on this? Just name an address for the record, please.
Leroy Jansen, 1818 Scott Street, Biatch, Nebraska. I'm the owner of Precise Fabrication. When we got our evaluations, I've talked to three of you guys, and it went to 50 cents, and that's kind of unrealistic, I believe. Fortunately, I was one of the ones that was on the low end, so I'm really taking a hit. The 30 cents, do I like it? No. But I will accept that because somehow we have to get it more equalized. And this is a way to do that. So I certainly want to publicly appreciate all you guys for, and Patty, for spending the time digging into this. I guess one of the questions I have, why does it have to go out at 50 cents and then all of a sudden we start reacting to it and then bring it down to 30 cents? You know, why wouldn't we look at it when we have it in front of us and then do something, and then send it out at the lower rate? You're probably still going to get some kickback. You might get kickback at 30 cents. But if you guys approve the 30 cents, then we have decided as a corporation that we will not protest, that we will accept that. So that's what I have. Anybody have any questions of me?
I'll just defer over here to the right side of the room to Daryl Standard and or Patty about the increase in why it went there.
We got an explanation of why it went there, but two of them that they used are out of the ballpark, and they're not comparable land. I mean, if you look at Koch Nitrogen, what options did they have when they wanted to build their building? They had none. You know, it's either pay the price that the landowner wants, mm-hmm. it's, you know, move the whole place out of the county, which would be detrimental. So I don't think that's a fair one to use.
Well, and we did use that. It was one of right. those comparables that we used. We also took a look at you. It was brought to our attention the inequities that we had, and we had to bring those. When you're at 5 cents and everybody else is at 26,
right?
We do have some sales at 31 cents and 37 cents. So, and I took a look at Coke. I took a look at the land that sits over there by the trailer court. It's yep. went for 60-some cents. We got Husqvarna at 65 cents. I thought, you know, 65 and 68 cents, I think, was too high. So I felt that between the 30-some, and we haven't touched this since it's been 10 years.
Well, at least, because I've been in my building 7 years, and
right.
fortunately and I was on the low end. So,
but. Yes, you were. But the situation was that it was a county. The county was selling these sites as an incentive. And at that point, we were looking at the absorption rate, and it was very slow.
Right.
And now it's to the point where, you know, it's pretty much filled up in there. So we had to really look at it. It was brought to our attention last year that there were some inequities.
Mm-hmm.
And so the board, in their wisdom, asked that we look into it this year.
Right.
And that's the results of it.
Right.
Increase is never a popular deal. So that's what we went with, and we felt in my experience, I thought it was a fair number. In relationship, we look at what's the relationship between the land and the buildings, percentage-wise. And typically, we like to see 20 to 25% ratio. Well, in our case out there, we were at 10, 11, 12, that's even after the increase. We look at some of the sales out there and of the overall sales. And so when as they say, and everybody hates to hear it, at the end of the day, though, what is the value of the building and the land together? What is the overall assessment? You know, we have people that come in and say, I'm going to protest my land. But the building's okay, even though the building's low. But we say, no, we're going to look at the whole package. And that's what we have to do in the ad valorem. We're not out doing fee appraisal.
Right.
Not attempting to do that. We're doing it mass appraisal. So that was what the efforts we went to. And we did work on it. This wasn't something that we just...
No, I know that. I'm just questioning, you know, why does it go to 50 cents? And then you start getting feedback, and then all of a sudden you're willing to roll it back to 30 cents.
Don't ask me that. I mean, it's a recommendation that's come
right.
from, and it's only a recommendation to the board. This was my opinion.
Okay.
So.
But I think the two that sold the latest, you know, were 31 and 37. And I know you got to use three. I know that's the law. But.
So. Okay.
Well, Leroy, the thing that's important is that we're not always right, and nobody is. And when you're trying to be as fair as you possibly can to everyone, and I think that's what the assessor's office and our hired appraiser, which Mr. Standard is, a professional appraiser, has tried to do. Do we make mistakes? We sure do.
We all do.
And what we're doing as a board, as we should, is trying to make adjustments in those mistakes and do things the way that they should be done. So we're glad for your input. We appreciate it very much, and we're trying to do the best that we can. And we appreciate, like I told you on the phone, we appreciate you letting us know.
Okay. So thank you.
Thank you.
I guess one comment I'd like to make is I can understand where the people out there are coming from. It's one big steep increase to go from 5, 7 cents, 8 cents and jump all the way to 50. And they're also getting the double whammy with being involved in the city now too. So there's an extra cost on their back because of that one. I always look at the taxpayer side, I always have. So I understand where the people are coming from out there. I get it. So.
You said you wanted to comment? Name and address for the record.
Gary Barnard, 1400 Garfield Street, Beatrice. I'm sure all the landowners in the industrial park is going to appreciate the rollback, but if it's a, is it going to be across the board rollback from what you they were to what you increased, just lower them all the same amount? Well, that doesn't do anything about the equalization out there. Last year, the values range from 5 cents a square foot up to 26 cents a square foot. There's 10 cents, 13 cents, 12. So that doesn't do anything about equalization. And most of that land out there is the same. As far as the biodiesel plant or the property that the Koch brothers bought, that was a bankruptcy sale. And I think even most appraisers, I believe, would say that bankruptcy sales are just that. At one time, I think the county had it valued at over $40 million. They bought it for $5 million, so I don't believe that's a sale that would probably be used. The other sale was to Duonix. The city of Beatrice sold a lot. It was an arm's-length transaction, and I believe it was 20 cents a square foot. The percentage increases, since these aren't actually equalized in value per square foot, and they won't be by just rolling that back. It still don't make it fair. If you have one parcel of land that's 7 cents a square foot, and the one directly across the street is going to be at 30 or whatever you set it at, that's not fair. And we have that right now. By just rolling them back in mass isn't going to fix equalization, and you all know what equalization means. Like property or similar properties treated the same. And out here it isn't. So without the equalization and getting these properties equalized, I don't see what good. The rollback is fine. We need to do that. But it doesn't do anything for equalization, because most of that property out there is pretty equal. You've all driven out there. You know what it looks like and how it lays. So it don't address equalization at all, because the differences are still going to be there. The percentage increase, I did these every way I could. I got the old-fashioned way with my calculator, and I've got on different sites on the Internet percentage increases. We went from, 61% to 895% increases, 500% increases, 300% increases. If you all had got that kind of notice in the mail, you'd probably been a little upset. First, you'd think it was a big misprint, but it's not. That's actually what it is. And I don't believe it's, there was some other transactions, and I think we always have to make sure that they're arm's length transactions. I think we do that in all appraisals, and all of these weren't arm's length transactions. The city was, the Casper building sold to Duonix was an arm's length transaction. So just rolling them back isn't getting to the bottom of the problem of equalization. And that's one of the things that the county board and the county board of equalization is required to do. They're supposed to equalize property, and that's why we have the protest way that we do things. So I just don't know how. I'm glad they're rolling them back, but it doesn't cover it. And I too am bothered by, as Leroy said, why it come out at 50 cents and then. It shouldn't be a duck and cover while everybody's mad out there. We've got 24, 5, whatever, there's property owners. All of a sudden, they're up in arms at the county for doing that. It isn't this board. You didn't raise it. Everybody knows that. But at the end of the day, as a board of equalization, you still are culpable, and you still have a responsibility to make this right, and that's through the protest process. So I just think that it's good that you're going to roll them back. There was a sale, like I said, the one the city bought. And then we have a sale where, we have inconsistency. We have sales where somebody will buy a property, and I believe there's one out here or two, and they buy it for a certain amount, and many times the assessor doesn't immediately assess it for that. And that's normal, because it doesn't always work that way in the assessment process. We have one out there that was bought for less and then raised to the 50 cents. So we also have some inconsistencies, and I have tracked a lot of that over the years. You all know that. This is what, as convoluted as it might seem or weird, I like this kind of stuff, and you all know that. Everybody up here knows that. But if you look at it, the equalization will not be fixed by simply rolling them back to 30 cents or 31 cents. That will not fix equalization. That still has to be done. And what that number is going to be, I don't know. But I don't think 30 cents is where it's at either. I think any time you give somebody a 500% increase, 590%, 285%, you start giving increases like that. And if everybody's honest about it, I've brought this to the attention of equalization and the assessor's office before. And in the first time this is talked about, if everybody's honest, they all know that. I brought this forward for several years. And to the credit, we've worked through some things and got some things fairly done. I give them credit for that. I haven't always agreed, but we've always seemed to come to a conclusion at the end of the day. Not always, but 99% of the time we have. So I hope that the county board would try to move with the assessor's office and with Mr. Stannard to try and get equalization out there, because it's important. There's only one property out there that doesn't have a street and utilities extended to it. That can't be as valuable. It just isn't. But at any rate, I hope you tackle the equalization process, because if you don't, then they have the protest process, and that's where it would end up. Any questions? I'd sure answer them.
I do.
Yes, Kathy.
Gary, how do you propose to make it more equal than us all paying 30 cents a square foot? You know, that way I'm paying the same for my land as he is paying for his land. How do you make it more equal than that?
That does equalize it. But if you just roll back from what it was last, the different square footage, of course, is always going to calculate different. But I don't think 30 cents is fair. I don't think there's a difference between them. 30 cents would equalize it, but I don't believe that's the right number. I think that's too high, considering the sales, and considering sales that were not arm's-length transactions. The biodiesel plant certainly wasn't. And there are some others out there that weren't true arm's-length transactions.
You're not saying they aren't equalized. You're saying they're equalized, but you're saying the values on one should be different than the other. But you're saying this is equalization. I heard you say
that. No, I think my idea of getting this equalized is almost every property out there should be about the same per square foot. It just should be.
Which is what we're doing.
But, okay. But again, why did it start out at 50 and go back? I agree with Leroy, and I think there's
quite. No, a lot of that goes back when you were on the county board and head of the Equalization Committee, Gary. And why that happened, I don't have any idea.
I didn't do that.
What we're doing now is to change those values.
That's not going to work, Dennis. I didn't set the values. Those people set the values, and they know that, and everybody in this room knows that. So that's not going to work. Sorry.
Okay. Do you agree it's equalized?
I agree. If you do that, it would be equally unfair.
Okay.
What do you propose then, Gary? Because we want to do this correctly.
I'm sure you do.
And so, you know, if you have a suggestion, if you can bring it forward,
it'll be brought forward in protest. That's the easiest way for me to get it done, or at least to let it be known. But there is a way to do it. You base some of it on sales. And I think that it would not be out of line to go back to where some of them were. The mid-range, there weren't as many 26% as there were less than that last year. The 26 cents a square foot was not that much. So if you take the highs and lows and kind of knock it out, I think it's a figure in between the 30 cents and somewhere less than that. And that's what I've done, and that's what I will do. In the protest thing, so.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Yep. We have a motion and a second. So we'll go to 30 cents a square foot to land in the same location that lays the same, that has a similar city services.
I am abstaining from this.
Kathy will abstain.
Because we do have property in the industrial park.
Any further discussion or comments? Seeing none, vote. 6 in favor, with Setzer abstaining. Kathy, what else for the equalization?
Patty.
Do you have a name problem?
I say?
Kathy. You say Kathy. We call you Gary.
I'm looking at you. I'm a step behind. I'm looking at you.
Nice Kathy.
Basically, we've got 75 protests now. So we probably need to set up some dates, Danny, as far as, you know, getting what we want to do. Some of them I'm looking at myself, or Dan's going out. A lot of it's condition, you know. Some of them aren't really asking for that much relief, but I think we get inside or we look at some of them, so hopefully we can do that. Like I said, I've talked to a lot of people, and it's been good. I really appreciate that they come to our office and talk, and that's the best way to get the answers and let us sit down with them and explain things. And a lot of the people from the industrial park have done that. So I do appreciate that, because that's the best way to resolve issues.
Patty, when is the last day to file a protest?
It's then? June 30th.
June 30th?
Yes,
okay.
And June 30th is also the deadline on homestead exemptions, and we've been calling people especially the elderly, to try to get them if they didn't file, so we're working on that. And once again, if the elderly cannot make it into our office, we will go to them to help them file their homesteads. So that's an important date. And I think I gave Doug and Scott, that was a paper I gave you last week. So otherwise, it's been, you know, it's been kind
Patty,
of...
Patty, give us a little timeline. I mean, by July 25th, protests need to
yes.
be heard?
The county board has to hear all the protests by July 25th. And even the ones that I will bring forward that I've looked at with my recommendation, those still have to go through county board approval. So everybody can have a chance to look at if you disagree with me, then we can call it back up on the table or so.
We'll go, Patty and I will get together and we'll make arrangements, set up our protest hearing. So.
Anything else for equalization? Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Matt.
Nice to see you, Kathy. Go to the next meeting, Gary. All right. We will adjourn the Board of Equalization, 8:51. We'll go right into...